Shabbat blessing, everyone. A hearty welcome to all the dear family that are in the room, and for those that are listening on the phone, and as well as those that will be listening to the recording on a later date, on this blessed Sabbath, January 10, 2015. This is lesson number 110. We are still in Desire of Ages, chapter 22, entitled Imprisonment and Death of John, part 5. We will begin our studies with opening song, and this song is taken from the book of Isaiah 43, verses 1 through 2. All Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Where thy path is through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers they shall now overflow thee. When thy walk is through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Mine. Amen. If anyone of the dear family would like to have opening prayer, mommy's, daddy's, little one, Bahula.
Can we all kneel and bow our heads, please, for opening prayer? Heavenly Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy most precious name. Thank you, Lord, for waking up this morning and gathering us all together for another blessed Sabbath day. Keep us, guide us, and protect us. Open our ears and our heart for deeper understanding. In your precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen. The opening scriptures to our study today is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 3, verse 3, from the King James Version, and it reads, "For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, and make his path straight." This week, boys and girls, we will end with part 5 in our lesson entitled Imprisonment and Death of John of our study book, Desire Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, Babala.
Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Amen. Colossians chapter 3, verse 3. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Amen.
Colossians 3, 4. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Matthew 28, 20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, and I am with you always, even unto the dead of the world. Amen.
Sabbath bless everyone. Philippians 1:29. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake.
Sabbath bless everyone. Philippians 1:30. Having the same conflict which he saw in me and now here to be in me.
Proverbs 20:11. Even a child is known by his doing, whether his work be pure and whether it be right. Amen.
Praise the Lord. So we will continue today, and we're going to cover the pages 223 to 224. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph of love.
The Tsar of Ages, page 223. Too many minds, a deep mystery surrounds the face. Too many minds, a deep mystery surrounds the face of John the Baptist. The question why he should have been left to languish and die in prison. The mystery of this dark providence our human vision cannot penetrate, but it can never shake our confidence in God when we remember that John was but a sharer in the sufferings of Christ. All who follow Christ will wear the crown of sacrifice. They will surely be misunderstood by selfish men, and will be made a mark for the fierce assaults of Satan. It is this principle of self-sacrifice that his kingdom is established to destroy, and he will war against it wherever manifested. Tsar of Ages, page 223, paragraph 4. And there's some reading on the sides of the slide. And it says, I did this for you. And there is also 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. There's also another one that says, if we do not teach our children to follow Christ, the world would teach them not to. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. Why is it that too many minds, a deep mystery surrounds the faith of John the Baptist? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, over lovely ones.
The answer is, they question why he should have been left to languish and die in prison.
Desire of Ages, page 224. The childhood, youth, and manhood of John had been characterized by firmness and moral power. When his voice was heard in the wilderness saying, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, Matthew 3:3, Satan feared for the safety of his kingdom. The sinfulness of sin was revealed in such a manner that men trembled. Satan's power over many who had been under his control was broken. He had been unwearied in his efforts to draw away the Baptist from a life of unreserved surrender to God, but he had failed, and he had failed to overcome Jesus. In the temptation in the wilderness, Satan had been defeated and his rage was great. Now he determined to bring sorrow upon Christ by striking John, the one whom he could not entice to sin he would cause to suffer. Desire of Ages, page 224, paragraph 1.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What was John's childhood, youth, and manhood characterized by? And how was Satan's great rage manifested after having been defeated in the temptation in the wilderness? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, Babala.
The answer is firmness and moral power. And he determined to bring sorrow upon Christ by striking John, the one whom he could not entice this to sin he would cause to suffer.
The Tsar of Ages, page 224. Jesus does not interpose to deliver his servant. He knew that John would bear the test. Gladly would the Savior have come to John to brighten the dungeon gloom with his own presence. But he was not to place himself in the hands of enemies and in player his own mission. Gladly would he have delivered his faithful servant, but for the sake of thousands who is after years must pass from prison to death. John was to drink the cup of martyrdom. As the followers of Jesus shall languish in loneliness in lonely cells or perish by the sword, the rack or the faggot apparently forsaken by God and men. Would to stay to their hearts would be thought that John the Baptist, to whose faithfulness Christ himself had borne witness, had passed through a similar experience. Desire of Ages, page 224, paragraph 2.
Question, boys and girls. Why didn't Jesus interpose to deliver his servant John? And what other reasons were at stake if our Savior would have interposed to deliver his faithful servants? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, he knew that John would bear the test, and he was not to place himself into the hands of enemies and imperil his own mission for the sake of thousands who in after years must pass from prison to death. John was to drink the cup of martyrdom.
Desire of Ages, page 224. Satan was permitted to cut short the earthly life of God's messenger, but that life which is hid with Christ and God. The destroyer could not reach Colossians 3:3. He exulted that he had brought Saul upon Christ, but he had failed of conquering John. Death itself only placed him forever beyond the power of temptation. In this warfare, Satan was revealing his own character before the witnessing universe. He made manifest his enmity toward God and man. Desire of Ages, page 224, paragraph 3.
Well done, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What life in God's messenger could Satan not destroy or reach? And in this warfare, what was Satan revealing to the universe, revealing to his universe? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, of love.
The answer is that life which is hid with Christ in God, the destroyer could not reach. His own character before the witnessing universe, he made manifest his enmity towards God and man.
Amen. Well done. So let's learn a beautiful scripture song, dear ones, from the book of Colossians. And the actual verse and chapter is 3 verses 1 to 3. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitting on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. We are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. For we are dead, for ye are dead. And your life is hid in Christ, in God. For ye are dead, for ye are dead. And your life is hid in Christ, in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. For ye are dead, for ye are dead. And your life is hid in Christ, in God. For ye are dead, for ye are dead. And your life is hid in Christ, in God. Amen.
Sabbath lessons, everyone. Desire of Ages, page 223. It says, though no miraculous deliverance was granted, John was not forsaken. He had always the companionship of heavenly angels who opened to him the prophecy concerning Christ in the precious promise of scriptures. These were his stay, as they were to be the stay of God's people through the coming ages. To John the Baptist, as to those that came after him, was given the assurance, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. Margin. Desire of Ages, page 224, paragraph 4. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 223. God never leads his children otherwise than they would choose to be led. If they could see the end from the beginning and discern the glory of the purpose which they are fulfilling as co-workers with him, not Enoch, who was translated to heaven, not Elijah, who was ascended in a chariot of fire, was greater or more honored than John the Baptist, who perished alone in the dungeon. Desire of Ages, page 223. Unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. Philip upon men. Fellowship with Christ in his suffering is the most weighty trust and the highest honor. Desire of Ages, page 224, paragraph 5.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. Was John forsaken though no miraculous deliverance was granted? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, of love.
The answer is no. He had always the companionship of the heavenly angels who opened to him the prophecies concerning Christ and the precious promises of the scriptures.
Amen. So let's learn another scripture song from the book of Proverbs, dear ones. And that is located in chapter 20, verse 11. We have come to the ending of the first part of our children's Sabbath school lesson, and at this moment we would like to gather all the little ones, all the precious little ones, for a story time. This section of our study was inspired by the Lord for all his precious little jewels. Our book selection is entitled Sons and Daughters of God, and it will be narrated by our dear brother Ray.
Chapter 1, He is the embodiment of truth. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. John 18:37. Christ's conscious superiority, even as he descended step by step in the path of humiliation, gave his words an amazing power. What lessons of instruction he gave, and with what authority he rebuked the sins of men in high position. Truth was truth to him, and it never suffered in his hands, for he was the author of truth. To this end, he says, was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. He was the embodiment of truth and holiness. He who had stood in the counsels of God, who had dwelt to the innermost sanctuary of the eternal, was speaking that whereof he knew. But the men who claimed to stand high in the knowledge and spiritual understanding failed to comprehend his meaning, and that which had been evolved from eternity by the Father and the Son, they in their ignorance stood as critics to condemn it. Christ crucified in ever drawing souls to him. On the other hand, Satan is drawing them away from Christ, that they may not walk in the light of his countenance, that they may not see Christ in his goodness and mercy, his infinite compassion and unsurpassed love. He intercepts himself by presenting the attractions of worldly inducements, that God in Christ may not be discerned, but Christ came that whosoever will believe in him may be saved. As a flower turns into the sun, that its bright rays may aid in perfecting its beauty and symmetry, so should Christ's followers turn to the sun of righteousness, that heaven's light may shine upon them, perfecting their characters, and giving them a deep and abiding experience in the things of God. It is beyond our power to conceive the blessings that are brought within our reach through Christ, if we will but unite our human effort with divine grace.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We apologize. We are having a little bit of difficulty. We have come to the ending of our study. So next week we will begin a new chapter of our study entitled The Kingdom of God is at Hand in our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family, little ones, mommies and daddy would like to have closing prayer, au revoir.
We bow our knees and our heart that we could be able to do closing prayer. Lord, O Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy most precious and most holy name. Lord, thank you for the gathering this morning. Thank you for the children's story this morning, Lord. We have seen so much that is suffering that you endure while you was here on earth, Lord, I pray. For each and one of us, Lord, I pray. Lord, have mercy upon us, Lord. We don't deserve such great mercy. Continue watching over us and, Lord, and blessing us, Lord, I pray. As the Sabbath continue, Lord, continue being with us in this home church, Lord. Be with the speakers also, Lord, and let us be able to learn of you, Lord, I pray. Let it be like a fire in our soul, Lord, I pray, that we may see the mark, Lord, I pray. Continue being with each one of us, Lord. This is my prayer in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We would like to thank all the dear families, the little ones, and mommies and daddy that participated in the reading. So we have come to the ending of our Children's Sabbath School lesson. And next Sabbath, we will begin the new chapter entitled The Kingdom of God is at Hand. And that will be held on January 17, 2015. We have presented the activity for the children that they may continue. The activity is for the whole family that they may be able to enjoy and continue on learning not only the words but also the memory verses that was included in the lesson. May all those that are listening on the radio and also on the recording on a later date, these lessons can be found also on the website. We hope and pray that all of you was blessed. And have a blessed Sabbath, everyone.